Quick note on the inky. That's right, tattoos. Those things once for sailors and felons. Well, I guess they are still for those systems. But fact is, in these 50 states, 32% of Americans now have tattoos. That number is growing, not shrinking. Sort of a modern look at me, I'm important, or tribal manifestation, mostly. Granted, many of those little ankle sort of some green animal or a word on a wrist to make one feel important, or like they wanted to be some sort of badass but really aren't. Mid-40s female posers sitting in line at Costco 20 years later, waiting for a prescription, overweight, and scaring no one. Then there are the body art types. I gotta admit, there is some great work here. Some people wait 8 to 10 months for a really great tattoo artist. I love art, and this work is flat out impressive, to each his own. And then there are those in the justice system, and bikers and those on the street. Some of that work is pretty impressive too. But remember, that work is full of symbols that can mean quite a bit to those in the know, and nothing to those that aren't. Or the military. There are some brotherhood reasons for this. Once again, some tribalism. I suppose if you jump out of airplanes for me, I can appreciate the skin ribbons. And finally, there is tattoo removal. By 2030, this should be a $1 billion industry. I guess religion, mom, or just public sentiment can make those youthful-inspired ideas go full reverse. I've had friends that have told me it can be quite painful. Granted, the stigma is less than in the past, when even a McDonald's job was an impossibility due to the public-facing nature of the job. But in big city areas, that is no longer the case. But as the well-inked Brian Setzer of Stray Cats and the Brian Setzer Orchestra fame once said, that was actually advice from his dad, never put anything where the judge can see it. Good advice. Then again, the last judge I saw put on the bench had a few too. The college, look at me, I'm a rebel type. Then, oddly, they go on to become lawyers and judges. Good ideas at 20 look a little different at 40. I can say it isn't really confidence inspiring, just saying. But me? No. Not for me. I like clean canvas, so I will continue going inkless. Just boring that way. That said, I'll put off more judgment. All of this is some fact and some good fun, but I'll stick to the crackerjack type. Dems to good kind. More later.